AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. A 25% quarter puts Dick's Sporting Goods near its peak, while retail breadth stays narrow. Dick's Sporting Goods finished the week 2.1% below its 52-week high, with an active trend backdrop. But volume confirmation is only moderate, and specialty retail participation remains selective. Research brief. Dick's Sporting Goods closed at $239.2 for the week ended 26 June, up 2.7% on the week and 25.4% over 12 weeks. The weekly trend signal remains active for a sixth week, with price 13.4% above the $211 trend line and 27.8% above ShareMaestro fair value. The setup is constructive, but not one-sided. Activity pressure is positive, but has eased over 4 weeks. Expectancy is undecided at 45.72%, and the stock's premium leaves less room for disappointment near the top of its yearly range. Key points. 1. DKS closed at $239.2, sitting at 91.3% of its 52-week range, and just 2.1% below the 244.4 high. 2. The trend backdrop is active for a sixth week, with price 13.4% above the weekly trend line. 3. Volume rose to 7.0 million shares, equal to 1.2 times the 13-week average and 1.1 times the 52-week average, giving moderate rather than emphatic confirmation. 4. Consumer cyclical and specialty retail breadth remains mixed, with positive activity pressure broader than active trend or relative strength participation. 5. Risk is balanced by the 26 positive and 26 negative weeks over the past year, while 11 recent reversal markers argue for close attention to exhaustion signals. Weekly price action keeps DKS in the upper end of its range. Dick's Sporting Goods added 2.7% in the latest completed week, closing at $239.2, and building on a 5.7% four-week gain. The stronger evidence is the 12-week move of 25.4%, which has taken the stock to 91.3% of its 52-week range, and left it only 2.1% below the 244.4 high. The trend signal remains active, now in a six-week streak. Price is 13.4% above the $211 weekly trend line, keeping the regime constructive, while the 46.2% trend breadth reading for DKS across the past 52 weeks points to a balanced rather than persistent long-run signal history. Sector context is supportive in activity, weaker in breadth. DKS sits in consumer cyclical and the U.S. specialty retail industry, a group where participation is still uneven. Consumer cyclical stocks averaged a 0.2% weekly decline, a 0.9% four-week gain, and a 5.0% 12-week gain, while DKS posted 2.7%, 5.7%, and 25.4% over the same periods. The industry comparison is more demanding. U.S. specialty retail averaged a 0.2% weekly gain, 5.7% over 4 weeks, and 19.4% over 12 weeks, putting DKS in line over 1 month, but ahead over the quarter. Breadth remains narrow. Only 32.6% of specialty retail names have active weekly trend signals, and just 26.1% show positive relative strength, even though 58.7% have positive market dynamics pressure. Market dynamics improve, but confirmation is not full strength. The latest activity pressure read is positive at 0.85, but it is down 13.6% over 4 weeks and does not register as a fresh buy signal. Relative leadership is the brighter part of the dashboard, improving to 4.39 after a 199.2% 4-week change, which helps explain why the stock is outperforming a patchy consumer cyclical group. Volume reached 7.0 million shares, above the 13-week average of 5.7 million. And the 52-week average of 6.5 million. That 1.2 times volume ratio shows participation improved with the weekly advance, but it falls short of the stronger 1.5x threshold that would make the move more convincing from a confirmation standpoint. Premium valuation and reversal markers frame the risk. The stock trades 27.8% above ShareMaestro fair value of $187.2, a premium that reflects demand, but also raises the bar for follow-through. The expectancy read is undecided at 45.72%, and the composite score of 59 fits the broader balance setup rather than a clean momentum breakout. Risk metrics are steady but not negligible. Weekly volatility is 4.4% over 13 weeks, close to the 4.3% one-year base, and the 52-week split is exactly even at 26 upside weeks and 26 downside weeks. Average positive weeks have been larger than average negative weeks at 3.8% versus negative 2.9%. But 11 recent reversal markers keep exhaustion risk on the watch list near the 52-week high. What to watch next? The immediate test is whether DKS can convert its high-range position into sustained progress above the $244.4 52-week high, or whether the advance stalls as valuation distance widens. The $211.0 trendline remains the key weekly regime level if volatility returns. Market dynamics will matter from here. A stabilization or renewed rise in activity pressure would strengthen the current read, while a fade would make the high-range premium more vulnerable. Volume above 1.5 times the 13-week average would be a clearer sign that institutions are participating in the next move. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.